Happy New Year! 2021 is going to be a great year here at Bulldog Kia. We have incredible deals for you to take advantage of and a great lineup of both stylish and sophisticated vehicles to choose from. Like a brand new 2021 Kia Sportage for only $21,900. That's $3,365 off MSRP, including customer cash of $2,500 and a dealer discount of $865. Wow! It's amazing! These deals get better and better. There's no other way we would like to kick off 2021 than with the opportunity to help you get into a great new vehicle from Bulldog Kia. Visit BulldogKia.com for more information on the new 2021 Kia Sportage. And remember, we'll see you at Bulldog Kia.
Must take delivery by February 1st, 2021. Dealer retains all incentives and rebates, tax, tag, title, and fees. Not included example stock number K21468, MSRP 25265. See dealer for details.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Stacey Cohen.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Wednesday, January 20th, 2021. I'm Stacey Cohen, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at the Cohen Ranch in Winkelman, Arizona. This report is brought to you by Founding Father Films Publishing, featuring rare essential works like Humility of Heart and Life of Washington, put back into print and edited by Mike Church, available exclusively at mikechurch.com/books. Here's what to listen for this hour. President Trump bids farewell. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris make history today, and there are some things that you just can't bring with you when you move into the White House. So it begins today, and it ends as well. Trump will be leaving the White House for Florida shortly before Biden's inauguration. Trump will be holding a farewell ceremony at Joint Base Andrews, the usual jumping-off point for Air Force One. It's in Maryland, right outside of Washington. Vice President Mike Pence, along with other top Republican lawmakers, will not attend the send-off ceremony for President Trump, as they're attending the inauguration. Here's a brief rundown of events. At 8:45 this morning Eastern Time, Biden, Harris, and their spouses will attend Mass at Cathedral of St. Matthew the Apostle. They'll be joined by Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, and House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy. Between 10 a.m. and 12:30 p.m., our White House. It's an inaugural celebration for young Americans. The inaugural committee will host a first-ever curated live stream for young Americans before and during the ceremonies. At 10:30 a.m., Biden, Harris, and their spouses will arrive at the United States Capitol for the inauguration. At about 11:15 a.m., inauguration ceremony begins. At the swearing-in, the Reverend Leo O'Donovan, a former Georgetown University president, will give the invocation. The Pledge of Allegiance will be led by Andrea Hall. She's a firefighter from Georgia. Harris will be sworn in first by Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor, a history-making event in which the first Black, South Asian, and female vice president will take her oath of office from the first Latina justice shortly before noon. At noon, Biden will be sworn in as president. He'll be sworn in on the west front of the U.S. Capitol building, becoming the 46th president of the United States. The chief of the National Guard Bureau announced yesterday that 12 guardsmen have been removed from the U.S. Capitol ahead of the presidential inauguration, in part because of suspected far-right extremist ties. General Daniel Hokanson told reporters that at least two of the security officials deployed to protect the presidential inauguration were removed from duty because of inappropriate comments or texts. One of the guardsmen was reportedly flagged through the chain of command. Another individual was identified through an anonymous tip on a law enforcement tip line. Coming up, our saint of the day, two saints that are always venerated together, and their names were coupled in the ancient martyrologies. Quote of the day, be good, love the Lord, pray for those who do not know him. What a great grace it is to know God. Saint Josephine Bakita. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Smell that? Just say the name, steak, and mouths begin to water while chops are being licked. Good. Now, no one loves steak more than me, folks. And after stumbling upon a steak cooking secret, I spent the last year perfecting my signature King Dude's Acadiana steak rub and cooking system. My unique blend of peppers, herbs, spices, with just the right amount of salt, makes the perfect steak rub. You'll get tender, juicy, never overcooked, and seasoned to perfection steaks. The King Dudes Acadiana Steak Rub takes all the guesswork out of steak seasoning and cooking times. Try a bag of my Acadiana Steak Rub today, and I guarantee you the best steak dinner you ever had. Right now, you can buy my rub separately or as part of my Cooking with the King Dude Gourmet Seasoning and Cooking Gift Set. It includes a bag of my Pork Beast and Butt Rub, a gourmet kitchen cutting board from McClure Tables, and three of my El Rey Dude Corona cigars. To order the gift set or any of my rubs a la carte, go to MikeChurch.com/rubs or call us at 844-527-8723. The best steak dinner you ever had awaits.
Our saints of the day are Saint Fabian and Saint Sebastian. They've always been venerated together, and their names were coupled in the ancient martyrologies, as they're still in the litany of saints. Saint Fabian was pope from 236 to 250 AD. He promoted the consolidation and development of the church. He divided Rome into seven sections for the purpose of extending aid to the poor. He was one of the first victims of the persecution of Decius, who considered him as a rival and a personal enemy. Saint Sebastian, a native of Milan, was an officer in Diocletian's imperial guard. He became a Christian and then suffered martyrdom upon orders of the emperor around 288. He's also the patron saint of athletes. On the night before his inauguration, Joe Biden led a national tribute Tuesday for the Americans that were killed by the coronavirus, saying, "To heal, we must remember. It's hard sometimes to remember," he said at a COVID-19 memorial. It was held at the Lincoln Memorial Reflecting Pool. "But that's how we heal. It's important to do that as a nation. That's why we're here." In a visual memorial for the victims, the reflecting pool featured 400 lights illuminating on its north and south sides, creating a striking image with the rest of the National Mall dark. It was the first ever lighting around the pool. Many historic buildings around the country were lit up as well in remembrance. President Trump has decided to pardon his former chief strategist, Steve Bannon, in a last-minute decision made only hours before he's scheduled to depart the White House. Officials cautioned that Trump's decision wasn't final until he signs the paperwork. Trump told people that after much deliberation, he had decided to pardon Bannon as one of his final acts in office. He was warned that the pardons he once hoped to bestow upon his family, even himself, would place him in a legally perilous position, convey the appearance of guilt, and potentially make him more vulnerable to reprisals. President Trump has ordered the declassification of previously confidential documents related to Crossfire Hurricane, the FBI's investigation of his 2016 campaign. The move comes on his last night in office. The materials weren't made available to the public right away. The FBI's Crossfire Hurricane counterintelligence investigation into the 2016 Trump campaign was launched in July of 2016 to investigate allegations of Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential elections, including possible links between Russia and any political campaigns. Looks like Joe Biden may be taking his last ride. He could be banned from bringing his Peloton to the White House because the high-tech exercise bike poses a threat from hackers, according to experts. The 78-year-old is known to start his mornings with a workout on the popular $1,895 home exercise bike. It links up riders to intense workout classes, according to a report in Popular Mechanics. But because it has a microphone and a camera and access to the internet, his bike opens up security fears, which could force him to ditch it in Delaware when he moves into the White House on Wednesday. Send me your news tips to news@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day, the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Stacey Cohen for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.